Thank you for joining us. Church, thank you for joining us as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning, we're going to look in particular at what is the communion and grace which the members of the invisible church have with Christ, question 69 of the larger catechism. The communion and grace which the members of the invisible church have with Christ is their partaking of the virtue of his mediation in their justification, adoption, sanctification, and whatever else in this life manifests their union with him. And so we see the communion and grace. We've talked about union with Christ multiple times, but now as we think about here, it's not just our union in the fact that the Spirit unites us, but that union grants us a communion with Christ, a joining together. And so what parts in particular do we share with Christ in this union? The communion and grace which members of the invisible church have with Christ. And so we've been talking the distinction between the visible and invisible. So now we're looking at the communion and grace which those in the invisible church, those who have been elect from before the foundation of the world, who will dwell with Christ forever, those who are elect, who have been effectually called, they share in justification, so that Christ and his mediation as prophet, priest, and king, and so we share in justification. And those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. And so that we have been declared righteous because of the righteousness in Christ, the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. And we'll look at that in upcoming questions and answers and determining exactly what is the justification. Because Martin Luther says it's the heart of the whole Christian faith. It's that which all else falls upon. Now, he's Luther, so he's not necessarily as precise, but if he exaggerates, it's not by much. Adoption, that we have been given all the rights and privileges of the sons of God. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, and so that we have become heirs and fellow heirs with Christ, as it says in Romans 8, and that we partake in sanctification, making us more and more righteous, putting to death that remaining corruption, so that what is in us is received by faith, and that we are made into Christ likeness. And whatever else in this life manifests that union. And because of him, you are the Christ. You are in Christ Jesus, whom became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and just sanctification and redemption. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And so we have all the rights and privileges of the sons of God, and we receive even now of those rights and privileges. Over the next few questions, we will flesh out what is justification, what is sanctification, what is adoption. So thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.